A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. To whom can you liken me as an equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them, calling them all by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, Jacob, do you say, and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Do you not know, or have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary, and his knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. Verbum Domini. O bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et spiritum tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria ti, Domine.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Verbum Domini. Today, in the first reading from Isaiah 40, we have a connection with the gospel. We're told that the Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak, he makes vigor abound. That God creates and sustains us. So in our communion with Christ and taking on his yoke, we are receiving the strength of the Lord, who's created all things. They that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. If we stay close to the Lord, the source, the creator, who sustains all things, we have strength. We're renewed. We're made for him. St. John of the Cross would teach that my spirit has become dry because it forgets to feed on you, addressing the Lord. When we try to feed on the things of this world or on ourselves, we weaken. If we turn to the Lord, we grow strong. So Jesus today refers to his yoke in which we find rest. In Jewish tradition, yoke is a metaphor for religious instruction, the commandments of the Torah, the counsels of divine wisdom. In the New Covenant, Jesus fulfills the Torah. He fulfills the law. And he is divine wisdom in person. So it's more than just doctrines and ethical systems, but a divine person in Jesus Christ that we are to follow. So he says, come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. Follow me. Be in communion with me, united with me. At times, we all experience that, you know, being labored and burdened. The spiritual writers would speak about the burden of our worldly desires, our appetites that are never satisfied, unruly. When we are run by the senses, we don't have the intellect in command of them, there's turmoil. We're always wanting more. We always want something new, something different, experiences. Just unruliness. Our self-will takes over, and it's never enough. We can't satisfy the spiritual part of us just with the sense-level things that we have in this world. So we have to renounce these appetites. Put Jesus first. He says, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for yourselves. We have to be docile to the Holy Spirit, to be led by God. We need to have a humble heart that submits to the Lord, to his will, to his teaching, that submits to God, that we trust in him. And then we find this new easiness, this new lightness to our burden. He's inviting us to take on the yoke of his will, to renounce ourselves, to put him first. Then we'll find rest. And it makes sense, because these things that we're drawn to, and they're good in themselves, the fullness of the things of this world is found in Jesus Christ. He is the fullness. You know, all things, we're told, are made through him. And without him, nothing was made. That's John chapter 1. It says, far above, Ephesians 1, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come, he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. You know, just a few verses before this passage, Jesus says, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. He's sovereign. He's above all things. So we lose nothing when we put him first. He is the fullness of the Godhead. He's the fullness of all things. Colossians 1:19, for in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. St. Augustine, in his commentary on this passage, he says, what does he mean by saying his yoke is easy and his burden light? Love makes it so. What is difficult for love? What is hard for love? When men lack love, they find it burdensome, whatever it is, life or difficulties. So this yoke that he gives us is given to us with love. It's lighter because he loves us, he draws us into that communion with him, we experience his love, we grow in love for him. When we do his will, we grow closer to the Lord. We're living in that love. So there's a lightness to it. We can think of maybe a yoke in a broad sense of just maybe a pole, which we carry water on each end. And if that pole's got a little bit of curve to it, fits our shoulders a little bit better, it's easier. Or some commentators said at that time, oftentimes these yokes were tubed together, right? So Jesus is on one side, we're on the other. He's helping us, he's leading us. It's a lighter burden. As I mentioned, our appetites always want more, and we're trying to fill maybe a spiritual vacuum in us with the physical pleasures, but our spirit needs fulfillment and peace from the Lord. Only God can give us that. And yes, the term yoke does suggest work, but we are pulling in union with Christ now in his direction, that we're getting some traction in our life. We're part of a kingdom building work now when we're in line with Christ. So what does that will look like for us in life? Yes, first off, following the commandments, the church teachings, the moral law, following the duties in our state in life, maybe following special inspirations that have been given to us. And I think as well, what's in front of us? What has God placed before us every day? Maybe another way to put that, What's in the room with us? What's on my desk to do? What about the people that are in my life? How can I serve them? How can I help them? How can I pay attention to them? If you're not sure what God's will is in your life, start with kindness. We can always start there. Start with kindness towards others. Maybe to listen, to pay attention, to help. The world, the flesh, and the devil is always stirring up a lack of peace in us. The world dangles all these false fulfillments before us all the time. The way to navigate through that is to wake up every day, to pray to know God's will, and to go after it. Ask for that grace to do it. Pray that his will may be accomplished in you.